Hey, what's up? It's the Harry Dabber, and I won't lie, I'm always high. So I asked you guys for some cannabis-related questions, and I got a few. So let's crack right into them and see what you guys need to know, and let's see if I can share my knowledge with you guys. All right, first one is from Tropicana Kitty. She says, end the myth of the THC percentage. Those numbers mean nothing. Well, that's not exactly a question, but a lot of people are worried about the THC percentages and the CBD percentages on buds and oils and stuff. It's hard to really get an exact percentage of the entire batch because they only take a small amount of the plant material or the oil, you know, the dabs, and that's what they test. And it's also hard to really judge what the effect going to have on you because there's so many different factors and so many different cannabinoids that are in the plant and in the dabs that you're gonna have a different feeling from batch to batch. So one dab that says 55% is going to get you a different kind of high than one that says 75%. So you really have to kind of judge by yourself and see what works for you. There's not really an exact number these days. It is hard to do, like I said, because they only sample a small amount of the stuff, of the batch. All right, the next question is from Queen Patron. She says, what is RSO and what does it do? Well, RSO is made Rick Simpson oil, is what it stands for. RSO is made from, you take plant material and you soak it in alcohol, and the alcohol will extract the THC and the CBDs and other cannabinoids, and it'll leave you, and then you evaporate the alcohol out, and it leaves you, well, first you strain out the plant material, so you've got just this really dark green, almost black looking liquid, and then you can either take shots of that, that'll really mess you up, or you can just evaporate all the alcohol out, and you're left with this kind of sticky black substance, and that's Rick Simpson oil, and that's what they're giving to cancer patients, and different people with seizures and stuff. It's just got a really, really high THC and a really, really high CBD levels in the stuff. Next question comes from Welcome to Hell 1211. She says, or he says, I'm not sure if it's a she or he, said, what is the ideal low temp dab? Yeah, there's 710, but that's too hot for me. But I also don't want to be cold. So the ideal temperature, I used to keep mine at 666, which was kind of too high, but you know, I'm with the devil. So 666 was a little too high for me. If you've got an E-nail, it's really easy to kind of calculate yourself. Anywhere around like 400 probably is going to be like a perfect low temp dab for you. It varies from E-nail to E-nail, so it's really good to just kind of dial yourself in. Definitely if you're at 700, you're going to be just like burning it and it's going to be way too hot. So definitely go down to around 400-ish, maybe even all the way up to 500. And it's kind of hard to get the perfect dab because every single person's different. And, you know, it gives you a different way of hitting, you know, like different people like different stuff. All right, our next question is from Tropicana Kitty again. She said, the different processes of extraction, distillate, live resin, rosin, BHO, etc., explain them. All right, so extraction has been around forever. You know, they use these different methods to extract different things, but for cannabis extraction, distillate is used. They take the already made out BHO or any kind of oil, and then they use a steam process, a heating process that it's kind of hard to explain with just words and not a picture, but it pretty much distills it in the same way that liquor alcohol is distilled, where they heat it up to a certain temperature, and the machine pretty much takes the dab and collects the dab into another pot. If you need help with that, message me and I'll try to give you a little bit better example of that. Live resin is where they take fresh materials. They usually will flash freeze it overnight. They cut it right off the plant and then they'll freeze it and then they'll go ahead and they'll extract it that way. It supposedly holds a lot more of the terpenes and sometimes gets you a higher THC percentage. Rosin is where you take buds, and or you can take like keef, and you put it into what's called a rosin bag, which is like a little tiny mesh bag, and then you put it under intense pressure and heat, you know, a rosin press, and it it squishes out all the THC. It uses up, you know, you got to dial it in to exact temperatures and exact weights. It pretty much just squeezes out the THC. It heats it up to a perfect temperature where all of the THC just runs off, all the oils just run off the plant material, and you collect the oil and you just dab it just like that. Next, BHO, butane hash oil. They use butane as like a extraction solvent. That's the word they use. What it does is it dissolves the THC molecules and crystals, and then they are in the chilling in the butane soup, and then you pour that into some sort of receptacle and put that in an oven and evaporate all the butane out, and then you're left with some beautiful dabs. If you have any more questions about extraction methods and stuff like that, definitely message me and I'll definitely be able to help you understand those a little bit better. And then our last question is from Star the Great, and he says, how many different cannabis plants are there? Well, I'm not exactly sure what you mean by how many cannabis plants are there. There's thousands and thousands of different plants, thousands of different strains, thousands, you know, it's hard to exactly get what you're asking, but there's thousands of different strains. People are coming up with different strains every single day. It's really, there's no end. You know, if you can imagine it, if you can create the genetics for, you know, a certain strain or a certain phenotype, then, you know, there's another plant. So hopefully that's what you're asking. How many different strains are there? Thousands and thousands. And like I said, they're adding to them every day. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. Those were the questions that I had. If you guys have any more questions, please leave me a comment on any of my social medias, YouTube or Instagram. I am also doing this podcast, which is now available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. So if you guys listen to podcasts on any of those, please check me out there. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in, doing your best, staying positive, and of course, staying motherfucking delicious. Have a great day.